I'm John Mowinkle on the radio sports page. The Norwalk girls basketball team dropped a 54-42 decision to Ballard at home on Tuesday night in the first doubleheader of the basketball season. Here's how it sounded on KNIA3 with myself and Steve Wormerskirchen on the call.
Norwalk with a basketball as they move it from right to left as we see it. Ava Johnson, three is good from the right corner. And finally, the Warriors get on the scoreboard with Ava Johnson from downtown. Larson dribbles it up top of the key. Now gets it away to Braylon Clark. Some varsity action here. Olivia Johnson with a three. And she puts it in from downtown, almost from the exact same spot as her sister just did. And that forces a 30-second Ballard timeout. The Warriors will get possession after the technical free throws. Birmingham with a three. She knocks down the two technical free throws. And now she puts the Warriors on top, 13-9 here in the second quarter. Vice keeps it outside the perimeter left side. Now takes it down to the short corner. Bounce pass across the floor. Top of the key. Here comes a three. Birmingham banks it in. It's 15-11 Norwalk. Bailey Birmingham with another tray. She leads the Warriors with 8 points tonight.
Yeah, nearly tipped around in the corner.
Hook shot with the left hand goes for Rigby and the foul. They are holding on to this basketball as the Ballard crowd starts to make noise. Baseline drive, Larson out to a wide open Olivia Johnson. Bice has it tipped away, keeps it under control in the lane. Runner 14 foot off the back of the rim and it goes down through.
Down low, this is Baumgartner. Turns around against Ava Johnson and puts it down through for two. Point blank range that time on the turnaround shot. We're tied up at 19. No look pass to the top of the key. Olivia Johnson inside has it blocked away by Baumgartner. And here come the Bombers up by two. Into the front court comes Ballard. Rigby pops up a three. Good from the right wing. Bombers with a little bit of a run here. It's 24-19. Reeds up to 6 points for the Bombers. Runner at the other end is good by JoJo Weiss from the left side.
Yeah, that's her best play right there, just to attack right away down her left side. She's left-handed.
Here comes a three for the answer. Hillebrand rattles it down through. 29-21. Ballard extends the lead.
Weiss down the floor, 7 seconds, all the way. Coast to
coast. And the foul.
Play it good, and the foul call. JoJo Bice with an and-one opportunity, trying to make it a one-possession ball game.
Bice throws it to a wide-open Hillebrand, and she nails a three.
They've left Hillebrand wide open a few times tonight, and she's made the Warriors pay.
They're just keeping it outside, running that clock. Here comes a Rigby three, and it's good. Oh, man, the Bombers are starting to pull away. It's now an 8-point Ballard lead. Lily Beal, they swing it around the perimeter, low top of the key. Heaves it down low to Hillebrand, and she hits the runner.
It's a 10-point Ballard lead at 44-34, and just like that, it's the largest lead of the ballgame for the Bombers so far. 3 seconds to play, and that should just about do it. 54-42, the final score. What an effort it was for the Warriors when they come up just short against a very, very good Ballard team here tonight.